The Huska Coach's Corner Time, Evan Farbach with Huskies head boys basketball coach Monty Unruh. Huska winding down the season as most of the basketball teams in the area are. The Huskies play Hominy at home for senior night, and then the big game, of course, Friday evening will be at Chelsea for districts in Class 3A. And Coach Unruh, obviously everything up until that district game is kind of window dressing. Have you guys started to prepare for Friday at all?
Well, I have. I haven't let the kids yet, but I've been watching a lot of film on them, and we still got a game to go. We want to get Hominy for sure, and we'll concentrate on Chelsea Wednesday and Thursday.
And Chelsea, you said you've been watching film. What do you see from them so far?
Pretty athletic group. I don't understand from what I've seen why they haven't won more games. They look pretty decent to me.
And do you have any anything in the back of your head you're going to try to implement on Wednesday and Thursday and run maybe a special for them in the playoffs?
I don't think we're going to do anything way out of the ordinary. I think we'll definitely have a game plan, but I don't think we're going to have to junk it up or anything like that.
Anything in specific? I know that we talked about you trying to improve your defense, and then I know for a little bit there shooting was giving you guys some problems. I know you had a good game last week. I think you lost. It was at Nowata, but you gave them a fight for your money there. Anything specifically you're going to try to work on this week?
This group is making me pull my hair out because we play so well against somebody like Hominy offensively and defensively, even though we gave up a lot of points. It was just that type of game. And then we turn around the next night and we can't score and we don't defend. So I need some consistency.
Looking for some consistency going down the stretch as Huska will be playing at Chelsea for the first round of the 3A playoffs. And kind of an interesting situation. Of course, you play districts first. That's your game at Chelsea on Friday. But then regardless of whether you win or lose, you will move on to the regionals. So I suppose there's a little bit of a leeway there. You're at least guaranteed three more games this season.
Yes, that's right. Double elimination in the playoffs, and we match up with Darren Kellyville. So whatever we do, we get the winner or loser, we lose. So
any
next week?
Do you think that maybe takes a little bit of the edge off that first round game, just because you know that maybe you have one to give away, or is it just as nerve wracking as it would be if it was single elimination?
Well, if you do lose that first one, if it makes it so tough to advance. Throughout the playoffs, you got to win so many more games to get to the ultimate goal, which is the state tournament. Or if you win, you only have to win four games, if you continue to win. But if you lose, it puts you in a bind.
I mentioned that game at Huska the Huska Nowata game this past Thursday. How do you feel like you guys are playing right now going into this final week here?
Well, I was feeling pretty good after Thursday night. Then we had to go play Newkirk Friday night, and we didn't play very well. But we did. We had an injury, so we were down a guy, so we were a little thinner. The bench that made the bench thinner, so maybe that had something to do with it. Back-to-back games as well. But I was pretty happy Thursday night. Played hard, competed, and shot the ball a little bit better.
Who did you guys have injured on Friday?
Trey Red Eagle. He had turned his ankle against Nowata Thursday late in the game.
Will he be ready to go this week?
Yeah, he'll be ready, yes.
Okay, Huska head boys basketball coach Monty Unruh. Once again, Huska against Hominy for their last regular season game of the season. Then they'll be traveling to Chelsea on Friday night for districts, and then we'll go to Adair to play one of a couple opponents, depending on who wins or loses coming up next week. Coach Unruh, appreciate the time. Good luck to you this week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.